powerful song. And so much truth. Because sometimes we do feel like that we are a ship that's just battered in the storm. I mean, every time we turn around, something's going wrong or something's happened. Our emotions are attacked, or just the world doesn't treat us right, or we hurt, or we're in financial trouble, or whatever the case may be. But let me tell you something, I don't care what kind of storm you're in. You got a good anchor, you're going to be all right. If Jesus Christ is our anchor. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Nursery time, okay.
5 and under nursery time, and Jordan's offered to be my assistant today, if that means with your own support. All right.
All adults that need nursery. Nursery pad. All right. Well, we're going to continue our study. I love the book of Psalms. I also love the book of Proverbs. But the book of Psalms, I call it the Psalms way. It has a way of phrasing things, has a way of putting things, has a way of talking to us in a common sense kind of way. And I like common sense, okay? I consider myself to be somewhat of an educated person, but believe me, anybody that don't have common sense, I don't know how you survive. Education's wonderful. I'm big on education, but I'm also big on common sense. And the Psalms way is what I thought of the common sense way of worshiping and serving God. With me, take the journey? Here we go. All right, Bill Larry. Well, one person's ready. Here we go. All right, Psalms chapter 40, 1 through 5. Look what it says. I waited patiently for God, and he inclined unto me, and he did what? Heard my cry. Now, key word in here is I waited patiently. When you start putting demands on God, believe me, we do this sometimes. Or when you try to make a deal with God. I love it when people tell me, well, I made a deal with God. God, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. We don't make deals with God. You know, it's all about God's way, God's will. Sometimes God's will and Roger's will are two different things. But I need to understand my will needs to go to the side, and I need to follow God's will. Sometimes that takes a lot of patience on my part. The reason is that sometimes God is not quick to react. Especially when we're praying. Sometimes when we're praying, we're thinking we need an answer and we need it now. Because if we're praying about something, either we're worried about something, we're asking for something, something's bothering us. So we want the answer now. Understand, because people tell me all the time, God just won't answer my prayer. Oh, yes, he did. If there's no answer, there's an answer. It just may mean not yet, not now, or it could mean no. Because people think the only time that God hears their prayer is when he says yes. Because a lot of times when I pray about something, God knows the future, I don't. Let me say that one more time now. God knows the future, I don't. So I'm thinking, you know, because I pray all the time for my foot to heal. And believe me, it's getting closer all the time. But I've been praying for this foot, and this foot had a hole on the bottom of it for 15 years. I have set a record at the Moon Center. They've got a plaque there for me. There's never a person that's had a wound as long as I've had it and has not lost her foot. 15 years. And the wound care doctor, even though we're getting close to closing it up, you know, I thought to myself, why have I had to deal for 15 years with this pain, with this nonsense of having to wrap it? I have to wrap it every other day. I've been doing this for 15 years. I can't get into water no more because of it. I wear these ugliest, silliest, goofiest looking shoes that you've ever seen. I mean, I used to wear nice shoes, you know, them kind of bass and all that kind of stuff. I loved them, you know, pretty shoes. Manly shoes, but pretty shoes, you know? Now, I mean, these are the ugliest things. That's the ugliest shoe you've ever seen, it, Chris. Look at that. Oh, yeah, well, like, you know what I'm saying. And then this don't even qualify as a shoe. It is ugly, that's right. Exactly. But here's the deal. What I can stand up and say to you is that because I've been patient, believe me, it's tried my patience many a times, but because I've been patient, that's why I still have the foot. And that's why I think one day it's going to close up, because it'll be one of the biggest walking testimonies in the city if I close it up without mercy. Amen. I believe that. Because that has to come first. Because Marsha will tell you, the transplant team will not look at me with an open wound. Because if I ever get on the active transplant list and I get that phone call, I can't get a kidney if I've got an open wound, because my immune system will be low for so long. They said it would go right straight to this wound and I'd lose my foot in just a matter of days. So they won't touch that. So we got to do things in progression. The foot has to get healed first, and then we talk about a kidney transplant. Okay? So I deal with all that all day long. You ever see this machine I hook up to at nighttime? You're talking about a routine. I mean, if I travel, I got to take this thing with me. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just like an old husband. Everywhere you go, you got to take you with somewhere. And I mean, but here's the deal with this too, that I try to understand and listen to patients, because this is life altering. But yet, there where I go, if Fresenius, I've been doing this now for 4 years, and I'm still the poster child. When you look at me, you do not see anybody on dialysis. And that's strictly because of the grace of God. Whatever reason it is that I go through what I go through, it's simply because God has a way of saying, yeah, look at him. Oh, he's got issues. Oh, he's got all kinds of issues. But it hasn't stopped him and it won't stop him. And that's why I keep him in the pulpit. Lord knows, the day that we heal the foot, and the day hopefully I get a kidney transplant, we're going to have a party around here. We're going to have a good time and say, wow, what a journey. But until that time, we're going to live for the Lord. There we go, verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. How many of you have ever been in a horrible pit in life? Life's a pit sometimes, isn't it? I mean, we sit down in there. We get down in there where it's muddy and dirty and dark. He brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. It's like life. Life is slippery. Life is muddy. This past Monday, we had an opportunity. We fed this wonderful family, so we had a lot of crowd over here. So we had some people that parked over here. And we found out what it is to be in the mud. Yeah, boy. Tell you what, we found out what it was like to be in the mud. When you get in the mud, all you do is step there and you just spin and you get deeper and you get deeper and you get deeper. Now, when I pulled in, I saw that Monica's car was sitting there and she's on the phone. And I could saw it was up to the rims. And so I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I got AAA." And I said, "Okay." So anyway, they said he'd be here 2 or 3 hours. So I looked up and here comes some of this crew. Not this particular crew, but part of this crew walking down. And I'm sitting there and I'm a little on aggravated, sad. And they said, "Well, Roger, what's wrong?" I said, "Car stuck." And they said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, Monica was trying to get over here and got stuck." I said, "It would be a long time before AAA gets here." They said, "Well, what are you calling AAA for?" I said, "Well, we're also going to take it." "Oh, no, no. See, we from Valley Station. We don't know what AAA is." So, five of these guys get behind this car and just lift it up and just pull it right on out. Yeah. I said, "That's the Evans family for you." So, I went and told Monica, I said, "Well, call and cancel AAA." She said, "We're talking about that." I said, "Hey, the Evans family said, well, that ain't nothing." So, they just picked your car up and sent it over. And you know, that's sort of what happens the way God does. He just literally, because you can't climb out of this sometimes. You just keep flying farther and farther, and finally you just need somebody to reach down and just pick you up and bring you completely out. And that's what Jesus does. And then what he does, he showers you off. Washes you off. I went and took that car, it had mud from one end over to the other. I went and put it through the car wash. Looked brand new. That's how God does with us. He puts us through a car wash, washes us off, puts us upon the rock, and then establishes my goings. Now here's what I like. You go out there and look at that car now, you never know it was in 5 feet of mud the other day. You never know it because it's beautiful out there now. That's what God does. When he lifts us out of the mud, you don't ever know when you're back in there again because you're spotless, you're clean, you're saved by grace, and you've been put back on the way to go. Give the Lord a hand of applause. He has put a new soul. Now here's what I like. Once the Lord meets your needs, gets you out of the mud, lifts you up, cleans you off, changes your mood, sets you up for the day or the week or the year. Now, I've got a new song in my mouth. So instead of now saying things I shouldn't say with my mouth, because we can get like that sometimes if we get under stress. Now I'm praising God, because now I'm not stuck in the mud no more. Now I am cleaned off, washed off by the hands of God. So now I sing a new song with my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust God. To get back to this ordeal with me, the only reason that God has done what he's done to allow me to still keep a foot and allow me to still stand and preach the law through dialysis every night with this machine is simply because many shall see it. And I give God the praise for it. We call it a testimony in the New Testament. Everybody here's got it. Okay? Everybody here's got it. Let me tell you something. This Evans family, they're grieving today. They're missing mom. She's not in her spot here, although her spirit is here. There's a lot of people that wouldn't come back because they let the grief overdo it. They're here. This is their home. This is where they want to be. This is where their mother loved to be. This is where their mother literally sometimes crawled in here on a walker to get in here. And I told them at the funeral, if you want to honor your mom, you go to the place that she loved. The Lord knows she loved this place here. You know, ain't nothing fancy about it. Ain't nothing big about it. And what it is what it is. But hey, we're here to preach Jesus. We'll love you. We'll watch over you. We'll care for you as best we know how. And that's, after all, that's what it's all about. Okay? Because we have a new song in our hearts. Blessed is the man that maketh God his trust. Blessed means happy. And respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. In other words, happy is the man who maketh God his trust. Doesn't hang around liars. You know, let me tell you something, folks. Watch who you're around, because they can bring you down. Oh, how's that for a little rivalry going on, huh? Watch who you hang around, because they can bring you down. There's a lot of negative people in this world. There's a lot of miserable people in this world. A lot of unhappy people in this world. And you think somehow or another that you can join in with them and sort of bring them up. But maybe you can, maybe you can't. Sometimes what they end up doing is bringing you down. Listen, I want to be around positive people. It doesn't mean their life's perfect. Nobody here got a perfect life. But everybody here is at least thankful they got a life. You know, I told somebody the other day, you know, they said, man, I'm in a lot of pain. I said, well, I'll tell you, every time I'm in pain, you know what I'm thankful for? It means I'm alive. If I'm dead, I don't feel no pain. It means I'm still alive. I got a, as Monica says all the time, if you've got a pulse, you got a purpose. Huh? That means that, yeah, well, life's painful. You're not going to get through here without some pain. Okay? It may be job related, could be family related, could be financial related, can even be church related. But you're not going to get through life without some pain. Did Jesus get through his life without pain? I don't think so. Went through the ultimate pain. And I'll tell you this, I've said this many times as well, listen closely, it wasn't those nails that gave him the pain. It wasn't the crown on his head that gave him the pain. It was the sins of the world he took to that cross that gave him the pain. And yet he did it for you and he did it for me. That's the Christ that we serve. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, finish it up. Many, oh God, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us, they cannot be set in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be known. It's a fancy way of saying, if I start today and I start numbering everything that God's done for me, I will be finished. That's how much God has done for me. That's how much God has done for you. You are blessed beyond measure. Believe me, no matter how tough it is, you are blessed beyond anything that you can imagine. And here's why. It's because whether you're broke or you got money, whether you got possessions or you don't, I mean, you can even be homeless. But one day, everybody that knows Jesus Christ is going to walk on the same streets of gold. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're male, whether you're female, no matter whether you're okay or you're male, we're all going to walk on the same streets of gold one day. You understand that? Okay? May not be gold now, but gold is coming. Sights that you and I cannot imagine that's been prepared for us. Us meaning everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. Jewel's just getting a taste of it now. Do you understand that? She's just getting a taste of it now. But believe me, one day, folks, when we all get there, and the real party starts. What a day this is going to be. Amen. What you're going to see, your eyes cannot, the earthly eyes that we have now can't see. Just exactly what all is there for God's people. Yeah, life may not be perfect down here on this earth. It may be tough. But I promise you, as long as you know Jesus Christ, one day, the life that you're going to have for eternity totally wipes away what few years of misery you may have on this earth, if you consider it misery. Understand that? Do you understand that, what Jesus did for you? We can't count. They are more than we are numbered. We can't count all of what Jesus has done for all of us. You get the picture? You get the message? Huh? Life sometimes is not fair, but you keep understanding. You be patient with God. He will meet your needs. He will touch your heart. He will listen to your prayer, and He will answer you on His timetable. And when He does, you praise Him. You worship Him. And understand, one day, we're all going to meet God. Okay? Now, the way this world's going, there's a chance that some of us are going to be alive when He comes. That'd be all right with me, too. He can come today. I'll be all right with that. Okay? That'd be fine with me. But I want to understand this one thing. How and what we need to know and what we need to preach is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that is the main true difference between lost and saved. Is our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's why it's important for us to witness every day in what we do, wherever we're at, is that people see Jesus in us, because it can be the difference between heaven and hell. Heaven and hell. Heaven or hell. The choice is ours. Why would anybody not pick Jesus in heaven? Well, believe me, we've got a world full of them. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't forget it. Let us stand. With every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, we are so thankful for your word. We are so thankful for your mercy, your grace. Father, it is my prayer if there be one here today that is lost and has not made that personal decision to follow you, Father, they need to do it. They need to do it now. The clock is running. Time is running. Please accept Jesus today. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. For whatever reason, we invite you to come. If you need me to pray with you, I would love to do that. If you're looking for a good church home, just come and say, Brother Roger, I want to join your church, and we'll accept you with open arms and welcome you. But whatever decision, most of all, do not leave here today not knowing Jesus Christ. Father, bless these moments. We feel your spirit in Jesus' name. Stephanie, what's our invitation?
It's coffee and wine.